Bobby. Oh. I'm in my pocket, kinda like wallets. Inside of my veins, it's water that's froze. Fly like a pilot inside of a cockpit. I got the juice like I'm charging my phone. Guys, I am locked in. Mind if I pop in? Just to say hi with some bars and be gone. Kinda like shocking for guys on the block who just post up all day like they Karl Malone. I'm here to assist the man they was given, and all of it's part of his plan. Called in advance to do work for the kingdom. It's freedom for all who would walk with the lamb. And so many laws, if they don't even know that G.O.D. offers his hand. Don't need reaction when rapping, if that's it, I'ma be snapping like Carlson's dance. And that's why I do it. Offering alternate, authentic, heartwritten songs with some sauce in it. Overall bar clinic, but the one soft different scars in it. Hang on a minute, for y'all to get it, you gotta understand since the fall that we all attended. With his grace like healthcare to Canadians. Basically what I'm saying is so great that we all can get it. Pretty awesome, man. I'm a rebel to the devil when the father business. With the pedal to the metal, all gas, no brakes. With more left in the tank than one of them Honda Civics dog admitted. You ain't never seen a squad that did a G-O-M, always be the team on top. That's what I beat on, that's when I respawn. Elohim, only thing that I know. Fuck,
I know, you feel away. But there's no way you stop the wave. I'm no longer a slave. Cause there's no way he's still in the grave. He's alive, so I spaz on him, spaz on him. He's alive, so I spaz on him, spaz on him. I know you feel away. But there's no way you stop the wave.
Infinite when I'm interdimensional, in spirit when I'm spinning intentional, infamous when they give you conventional, been willing with this pin, I'm ascensional, beast mode, hit them with the cheat code, till it's like a free throw, and I would elite those, anybody coming against anything, and that represent homie, use heaven sent, and I do it for the people, huh? You can listen to the verse that the second man wrote, bump sipping it, finna come get it lit, they don't want it when I'm coming, bring the second hand smoke. I was on the TV, I was in a mean ring. You can call it mean gene, cause I got a mean gene. Inherited king things, you call it a bling bling. Now I'm on the dream team. Imagine if Eminem got saved, then again I pray Vinigan's I ate. But it got shut down and they cut down some with bumps, flipping it, I rake. Then I'm an anointed move, enjoying the Lucas, Corey and Ruthless, going stupid, joyous dude, anointed to destroy the move, enjoying who exploit the wounded. Mumble rappers entitled because of title, your idols become your rebel and survival, you saying it's fake. You looking like potato cakes when the best rappers alive and they say you're taking the bait. Christian hip hop, I'm new to you, but I will pursue a crew till I am through and through. Haters are better off trying to solve a Rubik's Cube, but trying to fit a tuba through the eye of a needle. Better listen to music cues when Hollywood abusing use. Moving through the schools, trying to produce a fool, and they're using acoustic tools. You can listen to the verse that the second man wrote. Bump sipping it, finna come get it lit. They don't want it when I'm coming, bring the second hand smoke.
I know you feel away. But there's no way you stop the wave. I'm no longer a slave. Cause there's no way he's still in the grave. He's alive, so I spaz on him, spaz on him. He's alive, so I spaz on him, spaz on him. I know you feel away. But there's no way you stop the wave.
Slap it bunks, eating beats, it's like it's brunch. Yeah, we sleeping way too late, they sleep on us, we'll wake them up. I've been giving grace and love, so why would I still keep a grudge? Yeah, we breaking straight through walls, they say, oh yeah, we pack a punch. Ayy, we don't play around, man, cause this is not funny. All in the crew, cause it's got all my money. I got on my grind, man, I don't think I'm lucky. Yeah, got on my side, child's play like I'm Chucky. All these vibes finna take you to church. All these homies got a spaz on the verse. Thank face when the flows hit the earth. They got a blank face with my Jesus return.
They see my life at the death like B.I.G. And I'm ripping Jesus till I D.I.E. Cause he hung on the cross and he set me free like Marvin Sapp. He seen the best in me. May you rest in peace when I bless to be the Christian rapper living at my destiny. Giving them heavenly melodies. I don't deal with the jealousy. I'ma do it for my kids. Gotta leave them a legacy. Hold up, man, the flow tough. On the third day, man, he came at the grave and he rose up. Showing up, I'ma blow up. Man, I'm so sick on the mic that I might just throw up. I was so up till it showed up. Save me from the darkness, now I'm lit, that's a glow up. Yeah, I'm sold up, so what? When I roll up, turn up, everybody finna go nuts. Ready whenever, now tell me who do it better. Man, I'm sick with the flow, I'm back with the vendetta, See me shine, they don't wanna see me grind. Put the beat on, I'ma kill it every single time, Bringing the flow back, giving no slack. Yeah, I'm on that new wine, but I ain't sipping cognac. Till I'm hold that, this a throwback. The word of God, my antidepressant like Prozac.
Hey, y'all, man, Nate. Baz. Hey, man, shout out to the homie Bumps in from God Over Money. I have no idea who else is on that track, but this is Candid Combo with you guys. And we got a special guest on tonight. But, of course, y'all already know, man, I'm hanging out with Tavy So Wavy and the homie Mark the Greatest in the building. Tavy, man, how you feeling tonight, sis?
Man, I'm pumped, okay? I'm ready to go in. And those songs was just jamming. It's hot. It's hot. I love it. I love it.
Hey, man. Well, Marty, man, how you feeling tonight, bro?
It's a hot Tuesday night, hot song, opening song, hot guest, hot host. It's going to be a hot show. Let's get it.
Amen. So, of course, Candid Combo, as you guys know, that today is Tuesday, you know, the second day of the week. It is August at 9 p.m., and we are interviewing a legendary man on tonight. His name is Antoine D. Thurston. He is an author, and he is a mental health advocate, and also he has a podcast called Real Talk. So I do know that Antoine is here, but before we do anything, we got to get the blast off going because Candid Combos is a show all about topics, music, and more. So definitely, you guys, if you're not strapped in yet from this fast track, definitely you guys want to put your seatbelt on and, again, just stay locked in with us for this hour as we interview our brother, our guest, Arthur Antoine D. Thurston. So without any further ado, here is the blast off. Let's get it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
All right. I think Antoine is here. Antoine, are you there, bro?
Hey, bro. I'm here.
Good Hello? Evening, good evening, man. Good evening. Welcome to the show. Let's give you a round of applause for joining us on tonight on August 17th.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. How was your Tuesday? Let's start with that. How was your Tuesday?
It's going great, man. It's busy, productive day, productive day. So just matter of fact, just finishing up on this book I'm writing. And so forth, you know, just actually I had another interview today this morning, so, but I'm good though, I'm pumped, I'm ready to go.
Amen. Now, Antoine, you are a friend of Tavy, and Tavy actually be a guest, and here you are on tonight. So, are you ready?
Oh yeah, I'm ready. Ready like that.
Well, before we get into our first topic, I just gotta ask Tavy, how did you get in contact with our guest, Mr. Antoine, on tonight?
Well, actually, I ran into him at the Tavy City Bash 2021, which was awesome before it even started. That's how we met in person.
Okay. And then you know, you guys are exchanging social media information, and then it went from there.
Yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah. It was crunk. It was crunk up in that. For Jesus, though. You know. See, they don't know about crunk. They don't know about crunk.
They
don't turn up. I grew up in the crunk age.
No, it was lit.
Amen, you guys. Well, we are glad that Arthur, Mr. Antoine is here on tonight. We do want to give a couple shout-outs before we do anything. For everybody who liked our page, Candid Combos page is actually a Facebook business page. If you haven't noticed, now you know. And we want to give a big shout-out to Nick Jabin, Tony Snipes, the homie Lico, Deontay Seed, Mr. Eric Kirksey, Miss Ladmay, and even Kiwi from Michigan that's listening live tonight. So thank you all for liking the business page and even listening live on tonight. So, Marty, are you ready to get into this first topic?
Hey, man, I am. But I before we do, I just really want to say big up to everyone who listened and everyone who really did like the page. Like, I don't know if y'all, I've been noticing, they've been liking the page like it's apocalypse and our page is some type of, I mean, they've been coming in. Okay. They've really been coming in. not like, but you understand me, like it's the end of the world, okay, and it's water or something. So I
that's how I like it.
For real, man, that's great.
Amen. Well, Marty, of course, our first topic of the night is something that you sent over. Pamela and I believe it's JaVale, mother and son, are the first to ever make history at the Olympics by winning gold medals. Now, Marty, when you sent this over, I was in shock, first and foremost. But what made you want to send over this topic?
Well, man, y'all know we've been talking about the Olympics for the better of July, mid-July, August. We've been really locked to the Olympics here. We've been throwing the first flag, all the females who've been crushing it. So, I mean, once I seen this, bro, I was like, oh, we got to talk about it. Because we got to keep the trend up, man. I mean, it should end after this week since the Olympics is officially over. But, I mean, so if you're tired of hearing us talk about the Olympics, just be patient. It'll be over. But this is going to probably be the last story. But it's an awesome story, bro. I mean, his mother, she went to USC, and she was a pretty good basketball player in her own right. And she won a gold medal in 1984 playing in the United States. And how it all comes full circle. Her son wins a gold medal 37 years later in 2021. So I thought it was a beautiful story. I mean, out of all the stuff you can share with your mother, you won a national something, such an honor for a country. That's something great to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I agree. It's amazing. Like, you hardly see that a lot, but I mean, to see it like clear view, like mother and son, I mean, going at it when it comes to like basketball, so like, it's dope. And I only went to a basketball game one time, but you know, it was always like men, but never have I known of a mother and a son going for the medals like that. I mean, and congrats to them. Like, it has to go off to them. I mean, she had to give him a little push, you know. That I know that motivated him. Just his mom doing it, it's like, okay, you know what? I'm going to be just like my mom. I mean, it's great.
Now, we do have 3 championships over. Like, he had 3, you know, final champions, and his mother never won a championship. So they kind of trash talk each other about that. But this story, right? Does this story get you life, bro?
Yeah. So much life.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
So Antoine, since you are our guest, are you following the Olympics or anything that have, or do you have any feedback about this topic about mother and son that are actually making history at the Olympics by winning gold medals?
To be very honest, I haven't been following it. I haven't even really been watching TV like that. I've been focused. I've been traveling here and there, then doing other things in my personal life. And my workbook has been taking up a lot of my time. So I'm like just kind of like laser focused on it. I haven't even really been watching TV, but I try to stay up to date every now and then just to see what's going on. I know some of them did take breaks for mental because of, you know, their mind and mental health. So they had to take those breaks. So that's just an example. You know, that just because if you're not mentally, you know, stable or mentally effective, you're not going to be physically effective. So, you know, it's good to see athletes in that regard, you know, acknowledge that I'm just not there mentally at the moment. But as far as that part of the Olympics, no, I haven't been following it.
Amen. Well, it is always important to make history because, to be honest, that's what we're on earth to do, to give God praise and somehow, some way, leave our mark on the planet, leave our fingerprint on the earth, whether it be in our city, whether it be, you know, in our state, or, you know, internationally. So, again, big up to Miss Pamela and the homie JaVale making history at the Olympics this year. And anyway, we kudos to both of you guys for, you know, making a statement and, you know, leaving your print on the earth. Hopefully you guys will continue to do it. And anyway, I was really honored and proud, and he's not even my son, so I'm really happy to see, you know, Black history continuing in a positive manner. So that's my take on it.
That's the only mother and son. So they to answer to a trivia question.
Amen. Well, our second topic of the night is something that I sent over. And we go from good news to bad news. Of course, Candid Convo fam, if you guys are not used to that, hopefully you are, because some episodes we have great topics and, you know, bad news, and this is one of those sad topics. In Florida last week, a toddler got a hold of a handgun and killed their 21-year-old mother on a Zoom call. Yeah. A toddler, 3 years old, got a hold of a gun and killed their mom on a Zoom call. I couldn't believe it. Definitely eye-popping and, you know, eye-catching, which is why I sent it over. The lady was on a Zoom call, can't remember about what, but after the person on the other end of the screen heard the bang, and then the lady never came back to the screen. The mother never returned to the screen. And then she called authority. So the person that she was having a meeting with called authority. And, I mean, I don't know all the details of the story, but I do know that the mother is no longer living because of her toddler shooting her in Florida. Tavy, you know, with you being a woman, and, you know, everybody wants to have kids. So, you know, how did you feel reading this article?
That was sad. I literally almost cried. Like, I'm like, oh, my God, 2-3 years old, a child found a weapon. Like, the baby disappeared, went and got the weapon, and then they just pow. I mean, and she didn't even know. She didn't even know that would have been that she was going to take her last breath. She's working and didn't realize what the child was doing. Now, I'm not sure why it wasn't concealed, why it wasn't somewhere in a high place where this child cannot get it. I don't know. It didn't say who it belonged to. So they're trying to figure out who the gun, like the weapon and their name, you know, who purchased it. And they're trying to figure it out. They're going to see who has to be, you know, charged for it. Like, and it has to be an adult, you know, because you can't take a baby to jail. So they know no better. You know, they just like to get into stuff. If you don't keep an eye on them. Now, she probably didn't have anybody to, like, watch the child, which is understandable. But it's like, you got to watch them at all times because you don't know what they're getting into. And when you have a weapon in the house, you have to have it up somewhere. You have to have it put it somewhere. If you cannot put it under the bed or so, put it somewhere on the top shelf that's high where they cannot climb up the shelf or so, you know. Put it in a box or so. Seal it. And that's what these adults have to learn nowadays, because now this young mother, beautiful young mother, I think her name was Shamaya Lynn, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful young woman. She's younger, younger than me. I had her life taken, and she didn't know it was going to be by the hands of her baby. Like, I mean, wow. And ain't no telling how that child feel, you know, to know that his mother or her mother is gone. And they, you know, they probably thought it was a gun, like a toy gun. Yeah, because, you know, some kids will think it's a toy gun, and they're just, you know, pow, pow, you know. And, yeah, that was devastating. Yeah.
So the article never mentioned if it was a, you know, a little boy or a little girl, but now that child is without a mother. What? And we all know how much our parents love us, and you know, now that Tyler does not have his or her mother.
Right.
Yeah. Again, it's just like state authorities said, it's just it's a terrible tragedy, an unfortunate event, and you just can't imagine it. So the police spokesman, they're telling the station, I'm guessing the news station, whether, like, who to charge, like, who left the gun unsecure in the apartment, so the Tyler can get a hold of it.
Yeah.
But definitely, you want to lock your firearms away, and you know, keep them out of the reach of children. Keep them away from the children, somewhere that the children can't reach. Antoine, I'm pretty sure this is the first time you've heard of this article, this topic. So, like, what's your feedback? What's your thoughts on this tragedy that happened to this 21-year-old woman?
Yeah, I mean, this is very devastating. My dad had guns because he was ex-military and so forth, but he kept it in a safe place. And then, you know, you don't load it unless you need it, you know, at that moment. So it was already loaded. And someone just wasn't wise with the handgun. And you should have had it in a box or a case locked up and childproof,
exactly.
So that even if a child does reach it, it's childproof. They can't get they can't get through it. And then with the kid being a kid, even when I was a kid, we used to shoot at each other all the time with playguns. So the child just probably thought it was a playgun and they wanted to play with their mom and just pew, pew, pew. And
they don't know any better.
And that's it. So, and you know, it's 3-year-old, so they don't know any better. But I definitely will say they should have put it in a better spot, a safer place, hidden, that only, or have a, get a safe for stuff like that, a safe or a certain box that you can lock or combination or something like that, or just a box or something, because that is very dangerous. That's very damn. Even as a kid, when I grew up, my dad showed me where his stuff was, but he said, "Don't touch it. You don't know how to use it. It can backfire. Don't play with guns. Don't even play with toy guns like that and shoot it at people." It's just something they just ingrained into us when I was a kid. Be careful with knives. Be careful with sharp objects. As a kid. You know, but kids are kids get into stuff. Like you said, they get into it. Sometimes they think it's a toy, but it's not. So that's very tragic. That's very tragic, and my heart goes out to the family.
Absolutely. We send our condolences and our prayers out to the Lynn family. And hopefully, again, if you guys have not heard of this topic, you're hearing it on tonight on Candid Convos, and hopefully you will uplift a prayer or two for the Tyler as well as the family and anybody that was impacted by Miss Lynn's death. Marty, what are your thoughts on this terrible tragedy?
It's definitely a tragedy. A few things. It was not the mother's gun. It was not the mother's weapon. It was another adult in the house weapon. That's all we know so far, and they trying to figure out what if any charges they can bring the adult on. But I mean, it's going to be easy. The adult is definitely getting brought up on charges, because the simple fact of the matter is that for the gun to go off and the toddler to shoot the gun, it wasn't on safety. and it was excessive.
Yep.
So what's going on like that? What's going on in that house like that to where a gun is accessible and a gun is not on safety? What's happening? Okay, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. And you know people always say, don't take my guns, don't take my guns. And I'm in the military, so I like shooting. You know, it could be cathartic in a way. You know, but the fact of the matter is, you have to be a responsible gun owner. And if you can't be a responsible gun owner, then you shouldn't have a gun. And that's the problem. We have too many people who's irresponsible, and they lying to themselves and say they're responsible enough, but they go pick up a gun in the first moment of fear, the first moment of anger, or they worried about watching what's on Netflix and not safely securing the gun, and now things like this happen. So we need to be honest with ourselves in society. Are we really responsible? Just like the doggone COVID stuff. Are we really responsible for people not to put mandates for us in the wet mask? Are you really responsible if somebody don't tell you to do something? You may be individually responsible, but I'm talking about as a whole, as a
people. Right. Good
question. Because all I see is that no. The answer to that is no. So the fact of the matter is, it's the saddest part about it is the police officer, the police spokesman said this is so sad because they was handing out locks free of charge at the police station. So that could have saved their mother.
Wow.
Yeah, they mentioned that. Yep.
Just
right.
A sad all around.
It is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is a terrible tragedy, you guys, and we just ask you, Candy Combo fam, if you're listening, to uplift a prayer for Ms. Shamaya Lynn and her family, and the Tyler, to hopefully keep their hands off of handguns and, you know, weapons altogether. But we're going to get into our first song of the night by the homie Kiwi Moore. This is one of his newest tracks called Dear God. If I'm not mistaken, it came out earlier this year, if I'm not mistaken. But hopefully you guys, Candy Combo fam, will enjoy it. After this, we have an announcement from one of our sponsors. And then we got questions for our guest, Arthur, Mr. Antoine D. Thurston. So keep it locked, you guys, and enjoy this track by the homie Kiwi Morse called Dear God.
I write this one for the homies on the block, dear God. Gunshots steady raining, bodies drop, dear God. I pray the gospel that I give them, make them stop, dear God. I ain't bringing them no hymns, just that hood gospel. It's that one for the homies on the block, dear God. Gunshots steady raining, bodies drop, dear God. I pray the gospel that I give them, make them stop, dear God. I ain't bringing them no hymns, just that hood gospel. I write this one for the ones on the hustle, steady moving with the muscle. I hear you talking, man, I got you. Better watch the ones around you, cause they might be growing envy like Cain and Abel. Man, they might be growing envy. They sending shots trying to get you gone. You been the block, catch you heading home. But he got mad, he ain't put him on. Took what you had, now your life is gone. Give your life up to Jesus Christ. Every day gon' be a fight. Don't make your mama cry them sad tears. Cause you in a grave or locked down in a pen. Do better than your last year. Put that pack up in the trash can. You get caught with that, that's like 30 years. This hood gospel, man, they listening. I bring the gospel to the streets. I rebuke the evil curses, but my presence is a sermon. Trying to talk to them, man, show them that they worthy. Speak straight to them, I ain't coming off churchy. Dear God, I write this one for the homies on the block, dear God. Gunshots steady raining, bodies drop, dear God. I pray this gospel that I give them, make them stop, dear God. I ain't bringing them no hymns, just that hood gospel. It's that one for the homies on the block, dear God. Gunshots steady raining, bodies drop, dear God. I pray this gospel that I give them, make them stop, dear God. I ain't bringing them no hymns, just that hood gospel.
Wanna hit my people with the gospel. Praying hard, cause we know that this is true. We gon' make it through whatever, no matter the pressure.
even if we are the reference, it could be too much. I'm warning in my people with the gospel. Praying hard, cause we know that it's too soon too.
Hey sunshine, it's your grandma. Just call me, check on you, see how you doing. I want you to tell you that I'm very proud of you. She's doing what she's doing. She continues to spread that gospel. I love you.
I just want to hit my people with the gospel. I just want to hit my people with the gospel. I just want to hit my people with the gospel. I pray that when you listen to these tracks, that you find encouragement. And that you understand that the gospel is what we cling from, or what we need to cling from in today's time. The gospel shows us how to love. The gospel brings us together. And we need it. And I'm just trying to get that to my people. Kiwi.
Amen, you guys. Amen. Shout out to the homie Kiwi Morris, man, with that Dear God track. You guys, this is Candid Convos. And we got somebody from Cincinnati who has a special announcement. He goes by the name of Nick Jabin. I believe he's on the line. He is running for city council. And, you know, he's an advocate, you know, for the community. He's an advocate for the homeless. So he has a quick announcement about an event that he is organizing and putting together in the city of Cincinnati, which needs your support. So I think, Nick, are you there, bro?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good evening, bro. Good evening. Welcome to Candy Convos, bro.
Hey. How's it going?
All right. Got my vote.
But I'm one of the youngest candidates for city council this year of Cincinnati. I'm on the ballot, but I'm an activist out here. I'm a mental health activist, so I just help the homeless out here in the streets. People with disabilities, I'm out here most of my days, almost every day, just working with individuals around the city, just networking with them and just trying to help them get connected to the right resources and people around the city to help them get back up on their feet, whether it's resources or housing or jobs, whatever it is. I just work with my brothers and sisters out here on the street because I know that there's a lot of people out here hurting in our community, and that we just need to stand up for our community because it's not being taken care of right now the way it needs to be. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
But
I'm
I got what's that?
No, I said I'm with you on that one. Cause
it's,
I mean, it's like that over here in Fort Myers, Florida, where I'm at. And, you know, I recently helped a woman that was home at one point. But now, you know, she went back with someone. So she's living somewhere, and I found out that she's pregnant. So she's been keeping in touch with me.
Well, I actually have a big...
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, I got a big fundraiser this Friday down at Maslow's Army Shelter. It's 516 Lynn Street. It's probably going to be about 800 people. The news is coming. Got four food trucks lined up as well as an ice cream truck. I got bouncy houses, games, and raffles so you can win up to $400 in a couple of games that we're going to have going on. But there'll be a bunch of activities and vendors and bunch of Cincinnati soul food, so it'll just be a good time and a fun block party, and it's just going to help me do my mission, finishing up my city council run of getting another six people off the streets and hopefully pay their first month's couple rent deposits and then also get them some mental health resources so they can start getting a job and start just moving in the right direction of where they want to go, because that's just what I do for people out here. So that's what I want to kind of demonstrate to the people out here. With their funds that they give me to help some of these individuals out here, I'm hoping that they can see that. That's what I'm going to do on a large scale when I get elected. So.
Amen. Now, this Friday at what time?
That event is at 2, starting at 2, and then it'll be ending at around 8:30. But we got a DJ as well, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Can you bring the GoPro?
Well,
like
I got you on the to-go plate, Marty. I got you on the to-go plate. It's funny that Nick, you called in because our guest, Mr. Antoine D. Thurston, is a mental health advocate from Florida.
Yeah.
So mental health is definitely important to us here at Candid Convos. And, Nick, we just want to say thank you for that amazing announcement. And I will be there Friday. I will be there. Me and my son, we will be there Friday.
Absolutely. It's going to be an exciting time, man. I'm looking forward to this, bringing the city together and just hanging out with my brothers and sisters out here like we should. Like the people that are leading this city should. They should be out here with their people, representing and leading with them and helping give that voice back the way it should be. So I'm glad that you'll be there, and I'm looking forward to having a good time. So.
Amen, you guys. Well, thank you, Nick. Again, if anybody needs any information, to come out and support, you can stop by the Candy Combo's business page, check out the flyers from Nick himself, and share. Get the city to come out. Northern Kentucky, Dayton, we need all of you guys' support. Come out. And, see this tonight. We need to support Nick with this initiative and come out and support him this Friday, August 20th. And if you need any more information or any more details, definitely stop by my page or stop by Nick's page or the Candid Convo business page for more information and more details. But we're going to go ahead and continue on with the interview with Mr. Arthur Antoine D. Thurston. Antoine, man, I know that you are a guest tonight, and it's only right that we ask you since you are an author and, like I mentioned, a mental health advocate, and you have your own podcast. I want to know, how did the journey to being an author get started? Did you write, like, poetry pieces in high school? What's the behind-the-scenes story about being an author? Well, your journey to being an author.
Honestly, even as a kid in elementary, my teachers saw me how I had a knack for writing or even poetry. So they kind of saw the gift to write even then. But honestly, I didn't really start. When I really started doing my business, I had a traveling business about a couple of years ago, 2019. I went to a business expo, and I was just mingling, networking with people, and I met with this publisher, and, they were talking about publishing a book. And so what started off as a business venture really became more of a purpose venture, I could say like that. As I spoke with the publisher, they said, there's a time and season for everything, and sometimes there's a season to write a book, and if you don't do it, it's like abortion. You abort that purpose. And so I actually had a pastor call me, a pastor friend of mine, tell me he was sitting, and I came to mind that I should write a book. And so that's kind of how I got really started. So I went forth with the publisher, started writing, typing, and they were also a ghostwriter as well. So they helped me formulate and put everything together. And so last year in May, I launched my first book, and that's how I got started. But I've always been, a writer. Poetic writing was always kind of somewhat my thing. So that's how I kind of got started, really.
Amen. Nice. Marty, any questions for Antoine?
I seen in your Facebook page you said Dr. So I'm gonna call you Doc. Okay, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. It's no biggie.
So talk about this book that you got out right now that can be purchased everywhere.
My book is called My Bondage and My Freedom: From the Mental Institution to the Pulpit. I actually the first part of the book, My Bondage and My Freedom. I was inspired by that by Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass wrote a book called My Bondage and My Freedom, but it had to do with slavery. He was born as a slave, and he became free. And so my book is about, how I was bound to low self-esteem, hated myself. I actually wrote a letter to God that I wanted God to kill me, take me out, because I felt like I was not worthy of living and that what he created was ugly. Even though none of it was true, being bullied in middle school, and becoming other people's opinions. I think that's one of the worst things we can do. We can accept the opinions of others, but we reject what God says about us. And so when we identify ourselves with what God says, we become a billboard for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be very careful. I was addicted to pornography. And, you know, even later on, I got exposed to witchcraft.
Wow.
And then, you know, it was, when you deal with trauma and grief and you don't deal with certain things in that moment of their life, it's basically an accumulation. Mm-hmm. So it's an accumulation over years. And then something else happened and you snap. And things just overloads. This overload. And so when I got exposed to witchcraft, everything was just, it's like a dam. It just, everything flowed out. So I was diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. In and out the mental institution, in and out. Was mad with God, cursing God. But you know the thing about it, even with the power, how sovereign and patient God is, there were times I would curse God and I would go to sleep and then I was literally feel the presence of God and I didn't understand it. But that's the mercy of God, even in our sins and transgressions, God is still pulling towards us, stretching his hand forth to us. As,
so true.
As evil as we are sometimes, he still cares and is compassionate and long-suffering. And that's what my book is about. God saved me, he delivered me, forgave me, set me free. And I'm walking in the path of restoration. And that story is to give hope, inspire hope,
right,
and faith in others.
Cue to Oregon.
I ain't got it loaded up tonight, Marty.
Oh, man, bruh. Take us to church in here.
Okay.
So you have this book titled My Bondage and My Freedom. How can people get a hold of it? How can people get a, you know, paperback copy? You know, is it online anywhere? How can people get their own personal copy of this book?
Sure. The book is on major platforms. It's on Barnes & Noble's online store. It's on Books A Millions and Amazon. For those that go to Amazon, please purchase the newly published edition. I got my book republished, so it can be in different formats and in other places. It is also available on ebook as well. But if they want a personal, it's also available on my website. My personal website has the ebook and the paperback. If they purchase it from my website, I'll autograph it for them personally. And then the ebook is downloadable on my website as well.
Okay, so what's the name of your website? You can't just say, oh, it's on my website.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's the name of your website?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, my website is antoinedthurston.com. It's A-N-T-O-I-N-E, the letter D, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N.com. That's my website. And they go on there, they can purchase the ebook, paperback, and then I also have a clip on there. They can actually become a part of my email list to stay updated with what I'm doing in the community and so forth. But also I have a clip on there, it's like 7 minutes. It's about how to overcome bondage. It's just some tips that I give through a quick video. So it should be encouraging and empowering as well.
Nice.
Amen. Amen. Now when Tati met you at the City Takers event or the City Bash event? Were you hesitant to be a guest? Like what was that conversation about? What made you want to be a guest on Candid Convo?
No, me and Tavie had a good vibe. She was open. She's a people person. So I'm a people person. So it ain't hard for us to connect. So we just connected, got exchanged phone numbers, and we talked and told about my book. She saw my book and stuff, and we hit it off, and, you know, we made it happen. Now, I really wasn't hesitant or anything. So I'm open to opportunities where I can tell my story and give hope to other people. So
Awesome.
I haven't done this on Candid Convos in a while, but for all the listeners, since we got a stacked listenership tonight, if anybody that has called in and you have a question for Dr. Arthur Antoine D. Thurston, you can press the number one key to ask him a question or maybe, you know, give some feedback from, you know, his testimony. and how he became an author. Again, if anybody wants to interact or ask a question or address your concern, press the number one key to be live tonight. It's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal because we don't know when Antoine is going to be back. So definitely, if you have a question or concern, the time is now to ask your question or to express your concern. If not, I do have a question for you, Antoine. How can people get a hold of you on social media so that they can stay up to date with everything that you're doing? Maybe if you're doing a book tour and you're coming to their city or whatever the case may be, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Oh, definitely. I'm available on Facebook, Instagram. All they have to do is type in my name, Antoine D. Thurston, A-N-T-O-I-N-E, Thurston, T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N. I'm going to pop up. They can also stay up to date with my teach as well on YouTube. I have a teaching channel, just Antoine Thurston or Antoine D. Thurston. Also, I have a podcast where I talk about mental health, mental illness, and just having real conversations. I talk about physical health, overcoming anxiety, overcoming failure, and just everyday life things we deal with. And that's on Anchor and Spotify. You just type in my name, Antoine Thurston, A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N, and it'll pop right up. And they can listen to all the episodes I've done so far since January. And it's been very healthy and empowering and informative.
Amen. Mr. Antoine, are you ready for some more music before we close the night out?
Oh, yes, definitely. I've been enjoying it, man. It's been popping. I love rap gospel. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Marty, you already know how I keep it lit on Tuesday night. Pavy, you do too. So this is something new from a new artist called Red Tips. Don't even know where he's from. Maybe he got dreads. Maybe they got no.
Yes.
His name is
I
Red
think
Tips.
He was at the Taking the City Dash. Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, he performed. Oh my God!
Okay,
well, yes, play that. Yes.
Well, this song is called Time FR, and you know nowadays FR stands for real. So Time For Real featuring Cam and Jefferson, also from Florida. So without any further ado, you guys, this is a new exclusive for Candid Convo Fam. Without any further ado, here is Time For Real by the homie Red Tip.
Yeah.
On Candid Convos. Keep it locked, y'all.
Focus my hand on the wheel. Feel it so heavily, part of keeping me. That was a part of the deal. Pray for my enemies, your own heart too. This one's for me, I don't care how you feel. I ain't got time for real, I ain't got time to chill. Homie off the pill, tryna get big, throw a little deal. They tryna stack it up to see a meal. I pray that Jesus come and he take the wheel. Y'all together, I done fell down in the hardest brother. God picked me up and now I can weather the storm. You wanna make a sign and work on your phone. Go, go, tryna hit me with low blow. Tryna take me out of no, no. Back and forth, I'm not a yo, yo. I tell you to go, go. Don't be slow, slow. Stay in his will, know the flesh we gotta kill. So I ain't got time to chill.
They was too loud at me, say that they proud of me. Focus my hand on the wheel. Heavily bought a key to me, that was a part of the deal. Pray for my enemies, your own love too. This one's for me, I don't care how you feel. I ain't got time for real, I ain't got time to chill.
life that he living sort of incidental. Heal the strength, compress him like a pedal. They put the muscle on him in the kennel. How can I quit on my fellas when I fell in need? Cause forfeit, they ready to be free. Going at consequence for a small offense of having not the 28 feet. I wanna sit with the DA, though I ain't gon' be PC. I'm young with an MA, but I was killing tracks in the first degree. Yeah, hang on, bro, I ain't come here to pay that. They tell I love, had the pages and make a way. How you call it? Well, I know when you'll be okay. I don't know, but I know he gon' make a way. My only option, go by like a titan, I can care less what they meant to me. Time is the essence, expect me to empty every single clip out the magazine.
They was too bad at me, said it, they bothered me. Focus my hand on the wheel. Feeling so heavily, bought to keep pressing me. That was a part of the deal. Pray for my enemies, yo. For me, I don't care how you feel. I ain't got time for real. I ain't got time to chill. I ain't got time for bread now. I ain't got time to chill.
All right, y'all, man. This last song right here coming up next is by the homie Reed, the Versus. This is his brand new track. It's like a minute, 30 seconds. So hopefully you guys are still locked in with us, and hopefully this is something tasteful that you will enjoy. Here is the brand new song called Kamikaze. Without any further ado, check it out.
Yeah. It feel like a dark alley or something. Yeah. You better play yourself a small corner and duck your head and get lost. Yeah. Move. I'm killing everything. Yeah. 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 Killing anything I see, leave the blood streaking. Leaves cover every little inkling of the leaking. Mortify my members, call the mortician in. She looks like mortician, rigor mortis to my sin. Every portion of distortion, getting tortured till I win. This is horror, this is gory, this is gorgeous, this the end. Ice picking at the pictures of the evils and addictions that are easily afflicting. All the peace that I've been given. Dark chorus in the corridor, corner of a corridor. If I got you cornered, you won't overturn the corner. So, cut through bone and marrow while I'm playing Barry Manilow. In the Plymouth Arrow, had the handle in the manifold. Hannibal Lector, I am an animal war veteran. Mandible claws, better examine the ball. Ready, I'm damaging all men that damaged me for. Never can handle the raw passion. I've channeled the law of musical eulogy. The usual suspects just ruin things, so I'm killing me beautifully.
Dead bodies everywhere.
Everywhere, everywhere.
100 deep over there.
Everywhere.
Dead before the sauna, huh?
Overcomer Apparel, a premium Christian clothing company that boldly displays and promotes a message of victory and hope. This is more than a brand. It's a testimony. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/Overcomer Apparel. And check out all the fresh merchandise at www.overcomerapparel.org. Get your gear today and let everyone know that you are more than an overcomer through Christ. Revelations 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen, you guys. We are back. Amen. Shout out to the homie Reed B. Versus with that Kamikaze track. And also our sponsor for this interview with Antoine D. Thurston, overcomeapparel.org. You guys definitely want to check out their web for men and women. And just a quick snippet that they take 10% of all of their monthly earnings and help a family in need no matter where they are in the world. So definitely show some love to Overcome Apparel because they showed us some love for sponsoring tonight's interview with Arthur Antoine D. Thurston. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the music. Before we let Antoine go, I have another question for him. Antoine, with your book titled My Bondage and My Freedom, what can the reader expect in the first chapter or in the book altogether?
Well, what they can expect is basically, you know, to get from it is that we all fall short of God's grace and that we all are victims of some form of trauma, abuse, neglect, or abandonment of some kind. But God can heal us of it all. God can redeem us. And you know, we don't have to be what we've been through. We don't have to identify and become our environment. We can become better. We can be better. We can grow. We can be restored. We can be healed. In spite of what has happened.
Amen.
To us.
Amen. Definitely agree with that. Amen to that. So if you are a reader or if you are not a reader and you just want to support black authors, definitely get this book and support our guest from tonight, Antoine D. Thurston. Again, you can follow him everywhere on social media at Antoine D. Thurston. And his website is titled and called AntoineDThurston.com. So definitely slide on over there right after this show. Check out the booking information. Check out the information to purchase your book. And, again, Friday is coming up. I'm pretty sure somebody's going to get paid on Friday. So definitely spend your dimes and your pennies and support our guest, author Antoine D. Thurston, with his book titled My Bondage and My Freedom. And also, Antoine, how can people listen to Real Talk, your podcast titled Real Talk? Can you tell us, like, what days and times it comes on or what days it airs?
I don't have a specific date and time because I work with those because I have a busy schedule and people that I interview have a busy schedule. So I never set a specific day or time, but it is available on Anchor and Spotify and I believe other major platforms for podcasts. Just type in my name, Antoine D. Thurston, and Real Talk is going to come up with my picture, and they can listen to all of the recordings, all the episodes, all 13, 14 episodes. And if they just, you know, just want to follow, they'll always be able to get those new episodes. But I, like I said, I'm on Facebook, so I do post flyers when I'm doing one. I do post flyers when I'm doing a podcast or a Real Talk interview or discussion or conversation.
Amen. Marty Greatest, any last questions or remarks for our guests on tonight?
No, just appreciate you for coming on, Doc. We enjoy you, and anytime you want to come back on, let us know so we can get you back on the scheduling. And we didn't get too much ignorant tonight because you're intellectual, but I promise you, on the next one, we ain't going to prepare you. It's darn right.
Right.
I'm talking about barbecue cookout ignorance, okay? but I just want to appreciate, you know, I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I do want to say keep our nation in prayer, keep the people in Afghanistan in prayer. As y'all, as many of, you know, who listen to Candid Convos, you know, weekly, y'all know I'm in the military. And I served over in Afghanistan for a year, and I've seen what is happening in that country right now. I've seen that coming from my time over there, but it's still sad nonetheless because girls are going to have to go back to wearing full hijabs or niqabs or however they call it, covering their whole body in 100-degree weather. And they won't be able to, it'd be hard for them to go to school. And people are going to be killed and maimed at will for pretty much of nothing. If you could imagine the purge, that's what Afghanistan is at times. So just keep that country in your prayers, as well as our country as well, because, I mean, when you look at what's going on and out in this world, we not too far away from that either. So, yeah, just please keep that everybody in your prayer. And appreciate y'all listening to us. We hope y'all enjoyed hearing us have these combos as much as we enjoy having it. And don't forget, we're still coming. You're still going to be able to see our face. It's still coming. If you want to see how Marty the Greatest crazy face looks, you have to stay tuned because our face is coming soon. All right? Until then, just remember to pray, hustle, and always have candy combos. Back to you, Alicia.
Amen. So, again, our guest tonight was none other than the author himself, Antoine D. Thurston. Again, you can follow him everywhere on social media and check out his website at AntoineDThurston.com. Again, man, we want to just extend a huge thank you to all of our listeners Eric Kirksey, Miss Ladme from Wisconsin, Keezy Morse from Michigan, and everybody that dialed in on tonight from the 985 to the 901 to the 216 to the 513. Again, student council member Nick, thank you for that announcement for this upcoming Friday. Tavy, any last remarks or anything that you want to close out with, sis?
I just want to say thank you, Antoine D. Thurston, for actually just meeting me in person and we just for the talk and you coming on the show. It means everything, like really. And I love the fact that you talked about the mental health and your testimony was amazing and it's touching, you know, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate. And hopefully one day you can come back on, you know, if anything new or just come and chat it up with us again. Appreciate you just being here.
Definitely, definitely, guys. I look forward to it. I look forward to y'all. I know y'all ain't getting ignorant tonight, but I don't mind getting a little ignorant myself.
Right.
But I'm looking forward
yes,
to it, y'all.
Sir.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's how we do it. Yeah. Thank you, everyone else, for listening in. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Like, y'all family, you know, Ken Cubbo fam. And we hope y'all continue to tune in and continue to listen. And we hope y'all learn something from everything that we talked about, and give us your feedback on everything, topics and all. Music is hot. Love it. So that's all I have for today.
Amen. Well,
God bless everyone.
Well, definitely, guys, I want to follow Tavy Sowavy on Instagram at Tavy Sowavy, you guys. She is on Facebook. Also, the link to the Candid Convo page and the KS Radio page is in the description of this show, along with ShalomSheet.com and our other sponsors, RosalindSmithCounseling.com as well. And if anybody that's listening or will listen to the rebroadcast, and if you want to sow into our ministry to keep the show, you know, afloat, then definitely send donations through Cash App, the $ capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ, and every penny, every dime will go back into the network. And, again, we just want to be as professional as we can. We enjoy all of you guys for listening, and we thank all of you for your support. And, again, you guys, like Marty said, don't forget to continue to hustle, pray, and have candid convos. It's Tuesday. We don't want you guys to be late tomorrow to work, but we want to thank God for all of you. And, again, make sure you get some rest, and make sure you're on time for work tomorrow and the rest of this week. And we're going to close the show out with a Cincinnati legend, Kay Drummer, with his brand-new song called Thank You for Blessing Me. And, again, you guys, God bless you all. Keep Jesus at the center of everything you do, say, and think. And we'll see you guys next Tuesday with another episode of Candid Convos. Keep it locked, you guys. God bless and good night.
My music hit so hard. Makes me say, oh, my Lord, thank you for blessing me. For blessing me. Man, it feels like I just started. Got the stamina of a young artist in territories that are uncharted. Open floodgates, they are unguarded. I ain't worried about the haters, they get disregarded. I be in a market, pressured in a garden, feeling like a Spartan. Woo! Good in the face of adversity. Yeah, my people tested, certainly. Seen a lot of low concern and currency. Yeah, God saved me from every emergency. Woo! And that's why my music hit so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. For blessing me, thank you. For blessing me, thank you. For blessing me, thank you. For blessing me, thank you.
touch this. My faith can't interrupt it. Dumb been through the fire in the oven. At the king's table, full stomach. Opposition in my face was above it. I done made it to the valley for trumpets. Shoot the homeboy about to flood it. Shoot my shot in buckets. Praising, I walk through the dope. Try to switch it or I'm hitting the bank. They ain't see it, but I grew on a low. Never ever really cared about rank. All I care about is filling the blank. Life was hard, used to feel like a prank. The way blessing feels like I'm about to faint. Every morning praising, giving them thanks. Cause the enemy came from my throat. Blessing made it up and out of the smoke. Man, I'm so excited, I'm about to blow. Last dragon, yeah, I got the glow. My music hit so hard. Makes me say, oh my Lord, thanks for blessing me.